You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
This is a really difficult film to try and introduce because we try and introduce these with, like, at least some kind of fun little joke to get people into the swing of the review, and it's just...
Hop on board! Let's go to Hotel Mumbai!
Yeah, and it's just, it feels wrong, partially because of how serious the topic is, and partially because of how serious and in a little... bit of a way self-important this film can be. Mm-hmm. It's just it is a film specifically designed against people like us that try and at least bring a little bit of light to discussing film, which isn't a bad thing. Sometimes we need those kinds of films, but oof. So I'm Davey.
I'm Laura.
And today we're talking about Hotel Mumbai, a film about a very real-life terrorist attack on the Taj Hotel in Mumbai, India, about the hotel staff, including a waiter played by Dev Patel, and the guests, including the heiress to the hotel, played by Nazanin Boniadi, and her husband, played by Armie Hammer. And it is 2 hours and 3 minutes of watching innocent people get shot.
It's a slog.
It is.
Well, it's not a slog.
I'm so glad that you agree with me at least a little bit, because I was very nervous about reviewing this film.
So I enjoyed the suspense. I thought that they had some great suspenseful moments where I didn't know quite how they were going to show me what was going to happen, even though, we know what happens for the most part. But I thought that there were some really nice moments of suspense. I thought that Anupam Kher, who I always like seeing, I don't know if that's the correct way of pronouncing his name. He plays a head chef.
He's very good.
He's like a light for me on the screen. I'm like, oh, thank God he's on screen again. Yay!
Yeah.
And Dev Patel, great job.
Yeah. It's hard to talk about these kinds of real life tragedy films because, like, they do this thing at the end where they show the real life people and you're looking at the faces of people that have died, mm-hmm. and it's just,
it's rough.
It's really rough.
And it's horrifying because it happened.
Yeah, like this existed. Like, these are actual people that have. That have died and risked everything.
And it's true, they do kill off people that you're not expecting to be killed off.
Yeah, because...
every once in a while it's like, oh, wow. That's,
yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you're famous. You're not supposed to die.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's not supposed to happen that way, but it did. And now what? So...
It was
interesting. I mean, not that I have a problem with famous people being killed off. That's fine.
Yeah, no, it's... it's fine. My issue with that is that I feel like because there's so many different characters, because they're trying to show different aspects to this tragedy, there wasn't a lot of time to develop the individual characters. I feel like the less famous the actor was, the more developed the character was.
Yes, absolutely. That's so weird. I totally agree with you.
Nazanin Boniadi was a very well developed character, and like I got her motivation.
Yeah, she was great.
And Armie Hammer was her husband.
Yeah, like whatever with that guy.
Yeah, the chef was great. Jason Isaacs was just a rich racist, but kind of not a racist. Who knows?
Yeah, it's hard to say. He was just a dick, I think.
Yeah, he was just a dick.
But, you could trust him in the middle.
And
sort of in his dickness, you could understand where he was coming from and know that he's probably pretty good in this kind of situation just because of he's a, you know.
Yeah, because he's, yeah. It's Jason Isaacs. You're just like, oh, yeah, no, you could fight your way through some of this.
And Dev Patel does a great job of the earnest, honest guy
who's
trying to do a good job. And I guess that's also a point of the movie, is to show just how self-sacrificing a lot of the people who worked there. And it wasn't just because they worked at this hotel. It was because of the people who worked there were such really good people that they went out of their way to help others when they could have escaped, or they could have not done the right thing. They could have just let everybody die.
Yeah, and I will say probably my favorite scene in this film is when the head chef looks at all the waiters and is like, if you want to go be with your families and get out of here, that's fine. I get it. You are not required to stay. And a couple people take him up. A couple people are like, yeah, I have to go. I have to go be with my wife and my child.
Yeah.
And the film legitimately does not show judgment to them. It's like, yeah, this is a bad situation.
Right. And one thing I did think about was, like, what would you do in this kind of a situation? Because I found that a lot of the characters did some really dumb shit that made me so angry. I'm like, really? Are you that fucking entitled and stupid that that was what you would do in this situation? I was just getting so angry at the characters.
These, especially the guests. A lot of the guests are so, just so fucking entitled.
And that really made me angry. But then I started thinking, well, is that really what it's like? The film was based on the documentary. So
yeah.
Is that really how these people were acting? Was that put in there for artist's sake? I don't know. I just a license. I'm not quite sure. I mean, I guess I do know dumb people, but I do know also that if I were in a hotel and I survived people coming through it and opening up all the rooms and killing everybody, and I somehow made it through it, I wouldn't fucking leave the room, because they've already cased the joint and they're not going to go back to you, right? They think your room is empty, so you're not going to leave. That's the kind of dumb stuff that people would do constantly.
Yeah, and it's weird. It's weird talking about these people as characters, because they're clearly either analogous or directly based on real life people. I feel like this should not have been a narrative film.
Yeah.
Because you can't help but criticize the characters for their actions. And I know that the film's response would be what you said, that people in tragedy do crazy, weird things.
Yeah. I mean, and it also, if it's a really stressful situation like this, which is, you know, life or death, do you know what to do in these situations? What is the common sense approach? Have you learned anything about the customs of any of the place that you're going? I mean, I guess the average person is not going to look up on what to do in case of Islamic terrorism.
It's complicated, because the movie brings up a lot of these questions, and the questions that it brings up are more interesting than the questions that I think the film was predominantly about.
Yeah.
Like, talking about individual, like, how do you react to tragedy is a lot more interesting than just, like the fighting nature of the human spirit, because, quite frankly, I don't want to be uplifted watching this. Like, I get it. I get that there were great people there, and I respect the hell out of them. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard to get anything other than just bleak dread out of watching this movie.
Yeah, and I just, like, most of the main characters, I just was so annoyed by their behavior. Like, the guests.
Yeah.
Just so annoyed. Just, you know, I have a hard time with stupid people.
Yeah.
It just made me really angry. So then it was hard for me to get invested in them. Like, I don't really care if you die, because you're fucking dumb and you should die.
Yeah.
No, not really. People shouldn't die. Yeah. I mean, let's be clear. I don't want people to die, but I just got very frustrated with their stupidity.
And it's weird, because the movie is not well made enough to make you care about those people, and then it says, oh, but these were real people who actually died, and you're like,
right,
fuck you, movie.
Right, and then I'm like, oh god, am I a bad person because these people all died? I was just so annoyed at the character. Is the character real? Is the person real? Is this really based on the real character? And then I was like, oh god.
Yeah, it's, and that's why it's complicated to talk about, because this isn't a good movie.
some of the suspense moments really worked well.
Yeah, especially in, like, the first act. There was a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, when the elements of surprise, you know, when the terrorists first come in, like, that was really cool. That worked really well. Because
I feel like cool might be the wrong word, but, like, it's well done.
Worked really well. Because they came in, they took over, and everybody didn't know what to do. Everyone freaked out, and that whole opening scene was really engaging. And I was like, yeah, I'm in for a ride. What's going to happen? But then the guests happened. So for me...
Yeah, and it's just...
It's the characters, so, I guess.
Yeah, just watch the documentary, I guess, or read up about it.
Well, that's what I want to do. I feel like I need to go back and watch the documentary. I want to look up and see what actually happened there.
Yeah, because this is, like, important stuff.
Yeah, and it's interesting.
This happened in 2008. Yeah. I was 10 when this happened.
Oh,
I didn't know.
Oh, my God, you're a baby.
Yeah, I know. This happens in every single review.
I was 10 when this happened. You're young?
Yeah, people are like, oh, you're a child. And I'm like, I know I am.
So if you're 10 when this happened, you probably have no recollection of it happened. I was in the throes of, you know, three young children having had my third kid. So I don't remember this happening, which is weird because it was a big international event. And maybe that's why they wanted to make it to point out that there's hope in the world because of these outstanding people, these humans who worked in this hotel despite this horrible situation, and bring it back to the forefront, shed some light on what happened.
Exactly. And I respect the hell out of that, and I like that a lot. But I don't know if that's a good enough reason to make me care about a movie that I don't think was well made.
Yeah, for me it was not the best.
No.
It was not my favorite.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to bash it.
I don't want to be like, oh, this movie's terrible and shouldn't have been made, because, like, this is... that's why it's so hard to talk about. It's very hard to talk about this movie.
I've had so many recently that have been very difficult to talk about in reviews. All of us were like, we don't really know what we can say. It's hard to talk about this movie, but, like, five in a row. In some ways is pretty cool. These are interesting movies that have reveals that we don't want to talk about, so that some interesting storytelling is being done.
Yeah, and are about, like, important topics and themes.
Yeah, so this is a good topic. There's some good character performances. Yeah, what's her name?
Nazanin Bunyadi. She was very, very good.
Yes, she was good. Yeah, she got some really vulnerable scenes, and it was really touching, so...
There's one scene near the end where I'm like, you are fantastic.
She was great. Like, hire her on something else, please. Just put this one back on screen. Armie Hammer, character. I don't know if anyone could have done anything with that character.
Yeah, he was there, and this is going to sound super cynical. He was there so that white people would look at the movie and be like, oh, Armie Hammer's in this movie. I'll go watch it.
It's totally true. That's totally true. I agree with you.
Yeah, so what's your arbitrary rating for this one?
Oh, my arbitrary rating is a couple of white idiots all tied up together in a room.
Yep. And my arbitrary rating is 4 out of 10 racist old people that inexplicably go to a predominantly brown country despite being very against brown people. You're in India.
Oh, God.
You can't just go around accusing random people of being terrorists because you're in India.
That scene was infuriating to me. Infuriating. Ugh.
They had to find someone more of a jackass to make Jason Isaacs look like an all right guy.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, look, we thought he was a dick. Just kidding. He's not that bad. Yeah. But look at this.
He's still a dick. You just made someone worse.
Yeah. Good times.
Go watch the documentary.